Starship Troopers, Disc 9.
Most of Square Black One was as flat as the prairie around Camp Curry, and much more barren. For this, I was thankful. It gave us our only chance of spotting a bug coming up from below and getting him first. We were spread so widely that 4-mile intervals between men and about 6 minutes between waves of a fast sweep was as tight a patrol as we could manage. This isn't tight enough. Any one spot would remain free of observation for at least 3 or 4 minutes between patrol waves, and a lot of bugs can come out of a very small hole in 3 to 4 minutes. Radar can see farther than the eye, of course, but it cannot see as accurately. In addition, we did not dare use anything but short-range selective weapons. Our own mates were spread around us in all directions. If a bug popped up and you let fly with something lethal, it was certain that not too far beyond that bug was a cap trooper. This sharply limits the range and force of the frightfulness you dare use. On this operation, only officers and platoon sergeants were armed with rockets, and even so, we did not expect to use them. If a rocket fails to find its target, it has a nasty habit of continuing to search until it finds one. And it cannot tell a friend from foe. A brain that can be stuffed into a small rocket is fairly stupid. I would happily have swapped that area patrol with thousands of MI around us for a simple one-platoon strike in which you know where your own people are and anything else is an enemy target. I didn't waste time moaning. I never stopped bouncing toward that anchor corner crater while watching the ground and trying to watch the radar picture as well. I didn't find any bug holes, but I did jump over a dry wash, almost a canyon, which could conceal quite a few. I didn't stop to see. I simply gave its coordinates to my platoon sergeant and told him to have somebody check it. That crater was even bigger than I had visualized. The tours would have been lost in it. I shifted my radiation counter to directional cascade, took readings on floor and sides, red to multiple red, right off the scale. Very unhealthy for long exposure, even to a man in armor. I estimated its width and depth by helmet rangefinder, then prowled around and tried to spot openings leading underground. I did not find any, but I did run into crater watches set out by adjacent platoons of the 5th and 1st Regiments. So I arranged to split up the watch by sectors such that the combined watch could yell for help from all 3 platoons, the patch-in to do this being made through 1st Lieutenant Doe Campo of the Headhunters on our left. Then I pulled out Nady's Lance and half his squad, including the recruits, and sent them back to platoon, reporting all this to my boss and to my platoon sergeant.